On Cape Cod, you can almost have the beach to yourself this time of year. It's low season for tourists. But businesses are worried if there'll be a high season this summer. Tourists on the Cape generate more than $1 billion in direct spending. So the stakes are high for the state, the region, and the local shopkeeper. Sheldon Schwartz co-owns Hersheldon's Leather in Provincetown. The shoe and bag store has been a staple for 45 years. He's not worried about his supply chain.
There's a few brands that we carry, like Crocs. Crocs are every single pair that I know of comes from China. And last year when I was reordering, I mean, I have orders already. So what's my biggest worry? Not the merchandise. I can deal with that. And I've already started to do a preemptive strike on my own. My biggest fear is people just coming.
In Truro, the next town over, business this weekend was pretty typical for Atlantic Spice Company. The place sells everything from saffron to cinnamon to tea. Mark Irving co-owns Atlantic Spice. Some of his tea comes from China. When the Chinese government quarantined its population, that meant people who picked the tea couldn't do the picking. He's got plenty of supply in the pipeline already, but it's unclear how much Chinese tea he'll get in the months ahead.
So how concerned are you?
Personally, I'm concerned more of what the effect on our whole society is going to be. It's a new virus. It's spreading. And personally, that's more of an effect on me at this point in my life than the business angle. I'm concerned like everyone else. Let's put it that way.
Up Route 6 in Eastham, Max Seafood was doing robust business this weekend. Derek DeWeese is selling scallops, cod, bluefish, and lots of lobster. He tells me so from across a pool of live lobsters.
Much busier in the last couple days, really the last week, more like a school vacation week.
And what are people coming in for?
You know, fish, lobsters. We sold completely out of fish yesterday, which is pretty unprecedented for most times of the year, any time of the year, let alone winter.
But everyone's waiting to see what happens this summer. Back on the tip of the Cape, Provincetown's Chamber of Commerce says so far, tourists are keeping their summer reservations. The only cancellations have been for the next few weeks. A trio of friends from North Carolina didn't cancel, though. They came for the weekend. They're nurses, and they seem to take everything in stride.
As long as you do good hand washing, we haven't really thought of that much about it.
You doing the 6-foot distance thing?
Well, evidently not.
I moved the microphone away.